I remember my graduation ceremony very well. My family were in the middle of the audience with huge smiles on their faces. Dad was filming everything as usual. I recall thinking that the diploma wasn't the real one. They mailed that home afterwards. And that's how it all felt. Unreal. Dad plays the video all the time, and I still can't believe it's me on stage.
My first driving test had been cancelled because of bad weather. On the second one, we were driving along, and the instructor told me to turn into a road on my left. I couldn't hear him well because a truck was passing by at that moment, and we missed the turn. After that, I thought I'd failed, so I didn't really care about the rest of the test. I just drove normally, I suppose. Strange thing is, I passed. And on the first time, too.
I didn't want to keep the groom waiting. Too many brides do that on their wedding day. But I intended to be there on time. We actually got there at the right time, but he didn't see us because there wasn't anywhere to park. We had to drive around for about 5 minutes before we found a parking space. You should have seen the look of relief on his face when I finally did arrive.
The owners of the house we had been renting decided to sell the property and we had to move out. Luckily, we found another house to rent just across the road. It was so close we thought we could move everything by ourselves. It sounded easy, but it wasn't. We were carrying heavy boxes and furniture across the road all week. We were exhausted every night and our arms were aching for days after.